B-Pod Studios.
Your thoughts specifically on with Hayes and his term with all the money they spent on him?
Well, I mean, this is something I was trying to, like, kind of warn people against when they made the trade for his rights. When you're trying to sign a free agent and you make that move, you overpay to not let that player get to where they want to go, which is where? Free agency. So you have to pay more to limit the field of people that can talk to him to you, to just yourself in that period of time because you acquired his rights. So you got to pay more. I thought his market value on the open market would have been about a 6 times 6.5. They had to go beyond that to make sure that he didn't get there. And when you're a team that has that need and he's a really good option for your biggest need, you got to overpay, and that's what they did. I don't like the number. I don't like the 7 years, but I understand why they did what they had to do. Put it this way. No matter what Chuck Fletcher did in that situation, he was screwed by to the fan base. They were going to say either he paid too much and gave him too much term, which is what they're saying now. And if he didn't, he was an idiot for getting his rights and he didn't pay enough and he should have done what he had to do to fill that hole.
Right. Now, do you think they still have the 11th pick this Friday, or you think they're going to try and ship it out?
I think they're going to still try and move it along with a player.
Yeah. Who do you think they're trading? I've heard Ghost is probably like on the chopping block because his contract sounds good for to be able to move.
Yeah, if I'm reading the tea leaves and what they did and everything, I think he's the player that's getting moved. I believe that was even before any of these moves happened. I talked about it many times. I think he's getting moved. I think it's potentially to a team like Toronto where you can get a little bit of cap relief in the exchange as well so they can sign Mitch Marner.
Do you think they're going to get, like, a focus on a winger, or what do you think they're going to try and get back?
Yeah, a winger or, like, a Nylander or a Kapanen's a player that I would be targeting.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the...
All right, brother. Appreciate it, Danny. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast today from the Spring Mill Country Club right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Bump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Yeah, the Bring the Heat line is 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we play the best of the best according to Andrew's judgment. So let's see what he came up with today.
So the time's about 2004, somewhere. One of the first years we got T.O. And we go down to training camp every year, me and my dad. And I was probably about 10 years old at the time. And I loved football back then, but I didn't really love football. But this book made me fall in love. We're standing on the sidelines, and... they say no more autographs. So my dad's got a Marine tattoo on his shoulder, and T.O. comes running by. T.O. runs up to my dad, says, "Oh, you're in the Marines." And he's like, "Yeah." And T.O. hands me a football, signs it, and he thanks my dad for his service. And that's what we're missing about this entire thing. It's not
yes.
He cuts it down to one practice and making you pay. It's training camp is something you can get up and close and personal with the football players, and I think that's what we miss the most.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. In a world of walls, training camp was a breath of fresh air. It was a chance to actually come and encounter and remember what this football team means to this community. Come on, you had thousands and tens of thousands of people that would go through Lehigh every year.
Who's next?
Jeffrey Lurie, you're coming out real small, man. People, they plan their day around the practices. Now you only going to have one and you charging people. I'm glad I went before you start doing the charging. You coming up real small.
Yeah, I don't get that mentality that they're coming up small on
them. I do.
A lot of people more people are where you are and agree with you and agree with that caller who left that on there.
I don't understand how you don't agree.
Nothing just because it's your forever.
It's just because it's your prerogative. It's your business. That doesn't make it you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I just don't get this.
Do the right thing for once.
They do for once.
Talking
they do
about
the right
in
thing
general.
All the time.
In general, oh, they do.
They build houses.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize
Habitat
that the
for
Philadelphia
humanity?
Eagles was a charity.
Dude,
I didn't realize that that they were giving out soup.
Yeah, but do you see them out there building playgrounds and all the youth partnership and all that stuff that they do?
I'm not saying they don't do anything.
So you can't say for once.
Said for once. Do the right thing now when it comes to it. This whole
the right thing all the time.
First of all, I wasn't even just talking about them. Second of all, let's not make it out to be Mother Teresa.
They do a lot. They do a ton for the community.
Come on, they all do. Stop. I don't want to hear about that.
I know, but let's not act like because the one for this.
When I said for once, I meant in this day and age, today, where we stand when it comes to being close to a player. I was talking about big picture. I wasn't just talking about them. But now that you bring it up, I forgot where they're a soup kitchen.
They are a lot of times. They feed the homeless. They do all that stuff. They're out building playgrounds and houses.
Stop.
Is your internet not working?
Stop.
What's next?
Who cares about practice? We're talking about practice. Okay.
We're talking about practice.
There's only one person that can make me go to your side easily, Anthony, and that's when the OK guy's on the same side I am. I jump right over with you. Because the OK guy wants to go on the Allen Iverson practice rant. Egan goes, get him!
Unbelievable.
What's next?
Hey, Ian, don't you think the Sixers re-signing Butler hurts the progress of Ben Simmons? To me, I think Simmons needs the ball in his hands, and Tobias will be the better fit with Ben.
Nah, listen, I get where you're coming from.
A lot of that yesterday, Ian, when you were out.
Yeah, I think it's necessary. I think you need a closer. I don't think he can play off the ball. I mean, what they did with him giving him the basketball was out of necessity. So Ben comes back and Ben's got a jump shot and Ben's got the ball in his hands. Cause I agree with you. Ben needs the ball in his hands. Well, this makes Jimmy more effective cause he's better off the ball. He just controlled the ball at the end of the game in the fourth quarter because they had to cause the way they were playing Ben.
Next.
Jason and Gabriel. Ooh. After the unfortunate clank through the coconuts suffered by Mr. Jacob Tyler Real Muto over the weekend, I am happy and pleased to announce that after some hands-on treatment, he will be inserted back into the lineup today, pending another rain delay. Oh, my.
Well, the rain delay can only further delay the inevitable of his insertion back into the lineup. What's the name? Jacob Taylor Realmuto?
Yeah.
I love the fact that Gabe would use like the full blown name. Even though it's JT, he would go with the full blown name on Realmuto.
Yeah, I know. He likes to do that.
Gabriel's starting to get maybe a little too creepy on the Bring the Heat line.
I love that dude. I absolutely love that dude.
He's finding new ways to invent to further gain more depth of the Gabriel character.
Jason and Gabriel.
Ooh. All right, Gabriel, you hit the line tonight.
Did you miss Gabriel over the last two nights?
No, I didn't.
I know, Andrew, you miss Gabriel?
Oh, he's going through withdrawal.
I miss Gabriel going up to the top of the steps and then showing the umpires, hold on, we're going to take a look at this one because he has to take a look at every single play. That's why the games are so slow. Game's actually getting on my nerves.
The game, and then I'd like to take a nap.
He's getting on your nerves.
Yeah, he's getting on my nerves a little bit.
Yeah, he's grading Andrew. How about that? But Andrew just no Phillies the last couple of nights. He's going through the baseball show.
Why are you watching all the other teams?
Yeah, I've been checking in, but it's just not the same. It doesn't, it doesn't hit home the same way.
You're on watching who you watched last, like the little Tribe and the Rangers.
I had a little Royals Mariners late at night.
You love those Mariners, don't you?
Of course. Yeah, although I was going against them.
Yeah. Oh, you had money on the other side, did you?
Yeah, come on now. You can't bet the Mariners at this
watching
point.
The Twinks last night?
Yes. 17 innings.
Yes.
I made it up till the 12th, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, man, you are such an individual. You're the only one in Philly that made it to the 12th of the Twinks game last night.
No, that Twins team's no joke, man.
No, they're good.
They're good.
Yeah. All right, that's Bring the Heat. Hit the Bring the Heat line at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. And it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, we got a wide open board, Anthony. First time today at 610-632-0975. the majority of our discussion today has been on, I guess we would call it a preseason gate. Was that, would that be the name for it? Training camp gate?
Yeah, you know.
We had Hoagie Gate way back when. So that was the original gate for Philadelphia fans. What was that, back in like 2000?
Yeah, it was hysterical.
And they said you couldn't bring in your own hoagies. You had to buy one at the stadium.
The Daily News had the had Joe Banner with the hoagies coming out of his ears.
A couple of primos coming out of his ears. And that was, you know, the Phillies, rather, or Eagles, rather, were charged with being cheap because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, the fight, where the fight needs to go is, to me, it's a fight to bring back training camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what needs to happen.
Can you see this kind of going back the other way again with enough public pressure or public discord that they say, okay, we did make a mistake, next year we're going to have two practices open and no charge? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that.
Okay.
But I honestly think what really needs to happen is that they go a couple weeks. Just go away for a couple weeks. Let people enjoy training camp again.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Well, obviously.
I just don't see them ever like packing the guys up again. I'm surprised that like it hasn't come up in CBA negotiations for players, because they don't like it. Like, they don't like to have to pack all that stuff in. Plus, training camp's just not what it once was in how hard it is anymore.
Some guys like it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never heard a guy talk glowingly about having to go to
Some guys like it. Some guys believe in it. Brady used to believe it. Who was it? Peyton used to believe in it.
Peyton Manning was a big proponent of that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to do the cheese. I used to go to... Man, I loved it. I used to hit like 15 camps during preseason.
Bopping all over the place. Yeah. Cousins camp report?
Oh, I would go all over. I loved it. That was fun. I loved doing that.
Well, you're going to different universities too, and mm-hmm. you know, they get on campus, which you love. Every campus has its own, you know, flair to it, which is cool. But you romanticize it. I don't romanticize it. To me, it's kind of okay. It's one of those things like preseason games. It's almost a necessary evil that doesn't really move me.
To me, what I don't get from you is that it's the soul of the game. Like, I don't understand why you don't, like, it frustrates me.
How's it the soul, though? Like, I don't get that.
Like, that's where it all starts.
Yeah, but
the game on Sunday starts all week long. That's all real.
Yeah, that's in the regular season. But in training camp in August, the first 2 weeks,
it all starts.
Do nothing for me. I don't know. Like, I like watching Hard Knocks.
You're not, but are you, but more, I mean, be them. Honest with me. Are you a real, like, I know you love the sport, but do you, you know, is it religion to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, football is religion.
See, I don't get that. I don't get that from you.
Well, it's absolutely religion. I love it, but I don't need, like, training camp doesn't move me.
But that's all a part of it.
Yeah, like, I like it because it means that the season's coming. But when it comes to in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't move me.
But that's where the game gets taught. That's where the game, that's where you learn the game. That's, whatever.
What, you think, I don't know how you growing up, that's where you learn it, at training camp?
I
don't think so.
No, well, yeah, you do. If you actually practice the whole of you play it, that's where you learn it.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you're in it, yeah, absolutely. If you're playing the sport, then yeah, I get it.
And my point about training camp now, for where it has been, is that goes back to the walls that have been created around pro sports.
I do agree with you about that. There's walls going up and they're getting
And that's what
bigger.
I meant when I said,
yeah,
for once today, let's knock down a wall.
Yeah. I think once you build
it's
a
not
wall.
About, it's not about charity. I mean, listen, you get... Let me just say this about teams and charity. You have to do that.
Write-offs.
That's all a part of it. You get no points for charitable endeavors, in my eyes. That's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Owning a professional sports franchise is having a public trust. All right? Listen, you get the financial reward and the financial gain, as well you should, because it's your investment. However, it belongs to the city, the region.
That's a great point. So what is their responsibility then? To me, the responsibility is to uphold themselves as good citizens in that area, also to put a competitive product on the field, and do not take their customers for granted. Those are the things that a sports team as a public trust is responsible for, in my view. To me, it's not holding an open practice. You know what I mean?
So isn't that a part of what you just said?
No.
It's not? It's not a part of allowing proximity and promoting it within the community?
No, look.
I mean, you're promoting it within the community.
Yeah, they're allowing people to come out to a practice. They're charging you for it.
First of all, they've done one friggin' practice.
Yeah.
One practice.
Yeah, and I told
you. That's not good enough.
I told you, I have more of a problem.
Well, then why
are
you bending over for them? It's one stinking practice they're giving you, and they're charging. Give me a break. How do you think that's okay? I said a million times, I think they've done an incredible job. I know those people well. They're wonderful people. But they missed on this. And it's not okay.
How do they miss on it, though? How does that happen? Isn't there somebody there to say, guys, this is not going to be good for us? And it still gets
it's
over.
It's a decision.
Yeah.
You know. From what I heard, they were going to do it last year, and they felt better of it.
Coming off the Super Bowl year?
Yeah.
So it would have appeared definitely like a cash grab, even more so than capitalizing on their success. All right.
Again, you no one's telling you not to generate revenue. Like, I get it. Yeah. I even get the idea of, you know, proceeds and, you know, it costs money to open up the stadium, and it's different than, say, Lehigh. Lehigh costs money and all that. Look, it's the NFL.
You're printing it.
I mean, come on, guys. It's the NFL.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Nick in Haddington. Is on the Fanatic. Hey, Nicky.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's going on?
Yeah, so, Jason, I can't believe that you're not offended. I mean, you get offended over everything anymore. Story wrong. I mean, it's just.
If journalism is shoddy journalism, then yeah, I get offended over that because we're not idiots.
I mean, not wrong, but like if it's not in your opinion.
Well, I have an opinion that based on my experience I come to, and if I disagree with it, I bring it up. I don't get offended. But what I'll say, there's things that offended is different than disagreement. I'm not offended by this, and I understand why people don't like it. But I can't sit here, Nick, and pretend like it really bothers me when it doesn't, because it doesn't bother me.
How much of a percentage did the city of Philadelphia, state of Pennsylvania, contribute towards the building?
$180 million.
What, of the stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$180 million.
So what are we entitled to some regard of this team? Besides their charitable endeavors that they write off anyway.
Okay, well, what do you want? So you paid for your tax dollars, paid for a portion of that.
I want an up close and personal practice. I don't really care about the $45 I dropped the other day. I mean, it's not the biggest deal. I do care. I'd rather not pay it, but it's not the biggest deal in the world. The point
for some it is.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it does take some people out of it completely.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're already profiting from all the sales at the merchandise, the sodas, everything else there, that stadium's being well paid for, and he's still profiting money. I mean, let's not like act like this is, these practices are hurting them.
No, I agree with you. And if they were making money and having two practices and not charging prior, then why did they get rid of one of the practices if they were making money on it?
That's probably because it's a convenience factor. I mean, they don't have to do it, so they only do this.
I don't think they were mad. I think they didn't want to incur the cost, to be honest with you.
What he was saying is that with all the other different ways to spend money down there, they're more than paying for it, so they're making money on it. If that's the case, then why did they get rid of one is what I'm saying, Nick.
Last year, I dropped, including food and footballs and everything else, I probably dropped about $150.
Okay, but again, if they're making money on it, why did they get rid of it?
I don't know. I mean,
probably because they didn't.
Trying to gear it out all the
time. They're not. I don't know what kind of revenue they generated off of practice. Probably not much. But, here's the thing. It probably cost them.
Which is why they got rid of it.
Yeah.
Nick was saying they make money.
Right, which is not good.
So they're not entitled to have any events where they lose money?
I mean, come on, dude. No. Not any events. It's an open practice. And by the way, the answer is no. You owe it to your fan base to have, you do. It's a part of the experience. And by the way, it's smart. Because what you do is you further the devotion between the fan and the team.
And I do agree with you. As I've said, I agree with you on that. I think that for younger kids that you can't go to a game or a preseason game because either A, it's just not appropriate for them to be there, or it's too expensive, that I do agree with that part of it. But to me, you know, I see so many of these articles written, I see it on social media, the outrage that Jeffrey Lurie's making people make a donation. Like, to think that way, like, I don't get that thinking. Like, he's forcing me to make a donation. No, he's not. I don't get that line of thinking at all. He's having an event that is going to give money to a charity. Not all of it. He's going to offset, because that's how it works. But he's not forcing you to do anything. 610-632-0975. Chuck in North Carolina is on the Fanatic. Hey, Chuck.
How's everybody doing today?
What's up, Chuck?
So my situation is, you know, with the young kids is I have a 14-year-old son who I tried to, you know, get to watch football, sit down and watch the game with me. He just doesn't have any interest. And I tried over the years. I really have. But it's funny, when football came up for him to play, the minute the kid puts on the pads, he's Mr. Football. But then when he takes off the pads, he could care less about football. And I've never seen that before. I mean, the kid will go out and practice in 100-degree weather, and he, you know, he starts and he loves it. But the minute he takes off those pads, Anthony, he doesn't watch football at all. Are your boys the same way? I mean, do they like playing it, but they just don't watch it? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, and some of it, you know, the kids like participation more than watching it, which kind of makes sense when you think about it, right?
Sometimes that's an acquired taste to watch it.
Yeah.
Growing up, my dad promoted baseball. We played baseball growing up, me and my twins. So my dad would always want us, we'd sit down and we'd watch all nine innings with my father. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, and there's a part, I see with my kids, and that they don't really like watching sports on television. That they're 6 and 9, so.
Face buried in an iPad.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not enough to get their attention.
Well, he likes the band. Like, he's really big into the band and the marching band. He loves stuff like that. And, you know, he'll sit down and watch guitar, you know, things on YouTube and trumpet things on YouTube. But as far as me even getting him to watch line practices and stuff like that, he has no interest. But it's just the weirdest thing. He puts on those pads and he is just Mr.
That's
football.
Cool.
Well, kids, thanks for the call, Chuck. Kids like to do. Sometimes they don't like to watch. They like to do.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Donald McGettigan tweets and he says, at Jason Murr, he goes, you're actually on the air right now defending the Eagles limiting open practices and now charging people to attend it. This is either an awful take or a bad attempt at creating a good cop / bad cop radio segment in a long time. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is it doesn't offend me, Donald. I'm not freaking out that they're charging people and they've only gone down to one practice. It's not saying I'm not justifying their behavior. All I'm doing is speaking for myself. It bothers Anthony, and it bothers way more people than
You know what it is?
Way more people agree with you than
I. But people are also hearing your tone, and you're dismissive of their point. And you know, wow, I'll tell you what upsets me is when you say, well. Are they not entitled? Do they have to put on an event that loses money? What are we talking about? Like, it's not about putting on an event. It's about, you got training camps a part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But to me, when I first heard the story yesterday, I was kind of like, that sucks. But it's not really a big deal.
I hate the fact that they're down to one measly practice. Yeah. One measly practice.
Yeah. I wish they would have kept two. I mentioned that.
It's terrible. Two's not enough.
Yeah. I'm not romanticizing training camp from the past. it's not hitting me that way. So that also shapes the way I feel right now about it. Things change in the world, and I think we all recognize it. Doesn't mean it's always right.
That's not an answer.
I know.
That's not an answer. Things change. What are you talking about? It didn't change it with over a third of the other NFL teams.
Well, look, I look at it as like this happens all the time in big business. Football's big business. And it's just not.
I don't hear that explanation. That's tired, too. I don't hear that.
Well, I mean, look.
Stop. Stop with that.
It is what it is.
It's tired.
It doesn't move me. It doesn't anger me.
Recognize, and my whole point today is get out of yourself. Like, personally speaking, I do love training camp. I do. I love it.
Oh, if I could make the decision, I'd do it more.
Quite frankly, you know, I can go down there anytime I want.
Yeah.
So this is not my battle. This is their battle that I believe this is for the fan base.
Yeah.
So my point to you is just because you don't like it or it doesn't move you, to get out of your own skin and understand that the other people, they love it.
Yeah, if I could make the decision on it, Ant, I would have people go down for free. Yeah.
But I'm saying argue on their behalf.
Well, I'm not arguing with the Eagles. I'm just giving you my point of view that I don't think it's that outrageous.
But argue if you just admitted that if it was up to you, you would do it. Because you know the people want it.
Because I know what it means to them, yes.
Okay, well, yep. If you know what it means to them, then argue in their favor.
I don't feel it in their favor. That's why I don't argue in their favor. 610-632-0975. We got to take a timeout.
Nah.
Back with more on 97.5 The Fan. You got to tell people about LaBruciano. So about the roofs. Mm-hmm. The roof. It's on fire.
Roof.
Throw me off the roof.
And there's Jason flying off the roof.
Let's see if he can fly like an eagle.
LaBruciano is tremendous. Let me tell you. I know Anthony. What a wonderful job they do. Just amazing. You need a new roof? You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer. LaBruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy Anthony LaBruciano. He's your local CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. Did you know only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? The real impressive part is that LaBruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty, a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Now, you're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're 5-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising their work, their communication. You're not going to find a better company than LaBruciano Roofings. I'm telling you, you're not going to find better people. They're artists. They'll work with you. For a free estimate, call LaBruciano Roofing Exteriors today. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online. PAROOFPROS.com. That's PAROOFPROS.com. .com
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
Let's get back to the phone. Let's go right to Karate Mark, and he's checking in on the Fanatic. What's up, KM?
Yep, gentlemen. What's going on, guys? How are you today?
What's up, Karate?
I wanted to jump in on this Eagles fundraiser thing. Now, number one, I totally support it 100%. Coming from a big fan of charitable services, you guys know I do a lot of charitable services here in Philadelphia, but I'm also coming from a business angle of it. I do understand that families spend a ton of money on everything. And for the family to get the kids out for the 3-day, I totally understand the value of that. And I also understand what it could do for the children's future of becoming fans. But you can't make everybody happy when you make a business decision. So here's what I think the Eagles can do to make it right. You get sponsors. You get your boy Bob Marino. Buy some Philadelphia Eagles t-shirts. Throw his logo on the back. All the money from his donation goes to the same thing.
That's the whole point. There is plenty of different options if you want to raise money for a great cause, which they do. You want to raise more money for that cause, There's plenty of options to do so. You could go have a golf tournament. They just did a bicycle, which was amazing and awesome by the Eagles. But they just did a bike-a-thon that raised $3.4 million.
Hey, the more the better. And again, coming from a business standpoint, you're going to have 20,000 people there. Make 10 bucks off of all of them and give it to the kids. Give it to the ALS Foundation. Give it to the Autism Awareness.
It's not the point, Karate Mark. It's not the point.
I'm all for it, guys. I know we don't see eye to eye on this, guys, but
it's way more, way other options, better options.
Like what? Education.
What do you mean, like what? Like I'll tell you what, right off the bat, let's have an alumni golf tournament, and we're going to get sponsorships, and we're going to charge wealthy people to come play golf with Trey Thomas and Brian Westbrook, and I'm going to put on another big event, and I'm going to raise more money than I would by charging people $10.
But I think you just said the key words, Anthony, another event.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is already an attached event that they're doing it to.
Stop.
That was already there.
It's weak sauce.
I mean, you can create other events, no doubt about it.
You're right. You can't do enough events if you're the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles, whatever Eagles do is gold. Stop. Stop making excuses for a billionaire. Stop it. It's disgusting.
Jay in Roxborough is on the Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo, Jay.
Good.
Yeah. Martinez, I was thinking, you know, not going to question, you know, your fandom. What I will say is that I don't know if you eat, drink, and sleep the game, football, the same way as a lot of people.
Well, I'll invite you to come over to my house for a month in the fall, and you can live with me, and you can see that I eat, sleep, and drink the game, okay?
Well, okay. Well,
because I don't care. Come on, dude. You say you're not going to question my fandom. Then don't question it.
Well, no. What I'm saying, you might be a great fan.
I love hockey. I don't want to go out and watch the Flyers practice either, dude.
All right, well, let me say this.
All right, am I not a Flyer fan now? Do I not eat and sleep that sport? Christ, I sleep with a puck.
Listen.
For God's sake.
Listen.
And I don't give a rat's rear end about their practice and if they can do a freaking 2-1-2 breakout.
Right, so.
All right, so don't come at me like that.
Right, so you're a fan of those games, but you don't. You can do without the simple things, just like watching a guy.
Sorry, watching a training camp practice and watch 70, probably 120 guys on a field from 25 rows up doesn't move me. I'm sorry.
Right.
The scoreboard's not even plugged in. I don't get excited until the scoreboard's plugged in.
Right. And see, that's what I mean. I don't even need to see the scoreboard. Once I get a sniff of that field up there.
Okay, we're different in that way.
My mind goes crazy once I smell that field up there at knee high. You know,
I'm like,
it's getting ready to happen. It's going to be happening in a month, you know, and my juices are flowing. You know, I don't even need to see the guy.
My mind flow for about 30 seconds, and then I realize that the scoreboard isn't plugged in.
Right. So that's what I say. I can't question your fandom, but in
but
terms,
you just did.
That's not
Six
a
ways
fan.
To Sunday. You did
somebody that's somebody. You're a guy that loves football. You know, but you know what you are not is a guy who can't that you can't be without it all the time.
There you go. You said to me six times, I'm not going to question this. I'm not going to question that. And all you did when you kept talking was kept questioning it. I appreciate you. We disagree, but we got to move on.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow night, Cousins Corner live from the South Philly Racing Sportsbook, Packer Avenue. Make sure you come by 6-7.
I love guys like that. I'm not going to question your fandom, but I'm going to spend the next 2 minutes questioning your fandom. You know the relationship that in my life that the sport of hockey has.
Yes.
From growing up playing it, coaching it, my kids are involved in it, every level, all aspects of it. If the scoreboard isn't plugged in, it doesn't move me. That's just to me, like that.
I don't believe that.
I don't. You never see me go to a Flyers practice and watch practice. I'd be like,
you play in a men's league game.
The scoreboard's plugged in.
Yeah, and does you really care about that?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
No, but
if they didn't keep score, like I don't play shinny hockey because they don't plug in the scoreboard.
Oh, so you wouldn't
play pickup hockey? No.
So you wouldn't play at all just to play the game?
No. I play.
Oh, so I didn't realize you were playing in the NHL.
I'm not. I'm playing in the crappy men's league, the beer league. But if they plug in the scoreboard, that's what turns me on.
Okay, playing the game, you love the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
You love the game itself. I mean,
Yeah, and playing it and practicing it when you're actually practicing, there's an enjoyment in that. But watching other people practice, like, I have no desire to watch.
Well, but again, this is where you get out of your own freaking skin. A lot of people in the Delaware Valley who are football fans love training camp. They do. They love it. It's a part of their ritual. It's a part of their fandom. Because you don't see any value in it means nothing.
The masses.
You're arguing with people. Masses.
No, you're wrong. Now, take a step back. I agree with you. It does mean a lot to other people. I'm just saying it doesn't mean that to me. So I can't come in here and manufacture this disdain.
But right off the bat, you said, well, it was up to me. Then argue for the people because they actually care about it.
No. If I have a vote in this, in the Eagles boardroom, I'm voting for the people to get their way.
Okay, well, then what you act, then
but I'm not mad at the Eagles. Okay. I'm not mad at them.
Okay.
I'm not their advocate.
Here's the deal. I'm not going down with pitchforks, all right? I said 100 times today how well they do this, they do that. Mm-hmm. They're terrific people.
Yep.
Whole thing. They're wrong on this one. They missed it, and they swung and missed, and they missed it badly. From every angle, from every bit, they missed it. They shortened it to one practice, which is not enough. The minute Chip Kelly, that creep, moved the sport away from Lehigh, moved the Eagles away, didn't allow, put a barrier up because that ass didn't like people.
Well, he's not human.
He didn't like people.
Yeah, no, he's not.
So human. He didn't want fans around there.
Yeah.
He didn't want anybody. He didn't want media, nothing. He never understood. That was his problem. The J.O. that he is that he didn't understand that it's a people business.
Mikey Miss coming up top of the hour. Midday Show is back after this.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
Hey, don't forget, we're going to be at the Sixers practice facility.
Come Friday?
On Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's a great place.
I love it.
Beautiful facility, nice people there, the whole thing. It's a lot of fun. Day after the draft. Maybe see Brett.
I'm looking forward to it.
I almost forgot Brett's coming back. You know what I mean?
No.
It feels like it's been an eternity since they played. It's only been a month, 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, see, to me, it's like yesterday. I can see that shot going in.
Really? You still feeling
it? Yeah.
Wow. Maybe this Friday is exactly what you need.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm hoping.
You got to step, dip your foot in the water again. Get back on the horse. Shoot a couple of shots while we're there. Okay, are we on the floor? Can we be on the floor in there? So you can shoot around a little bit?
No, we're not going to be.
We'll get you in a little cart.
We're not going to be near the floor.
We'll put the money ball in there.
I love it.
For the three-point contest.
Yes.
You go around the
red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Let's go to, by the way, Mikey Miss coming up top of the hour on a General Knowledge Wednesday. Chris in Westmont's on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
What's up, boys?
Yo, Chris.
Hi. It's like I'm thinking I'm listening to Sonny talking to Colangelo. You think Mickey Mantle cares about you for this training camp? I get it, and I understand it. I got priced out a long time ago at Section 742. For years, and then I used to get old. I'm probably a little older than you, Ann, a couple of years. I'm 52. And I got all ticked off when they changed the green, and the madman of all people calmed me down one day years ago, Mikey Miss. He said, what's it matter? They didn't win nothing in it anyway. So, you know what? If they want to do this, and it actually offends me personally, because I don't like the cause, what they did it for. My best friend, 17 years old, his name's Jared. He's my son. He's fully autistic and doesn't speak and has an eating disorder. So I would think Jeffrey Lurie could stroke a check for that, but I'm not in his shoes. So I'm actually with...
They've done a great job at attacking that cause. They
agree.
They just did a bike-a-thon that raised $3.4 million. I mean, it's a great cause. When it comes to training camp, this is all not, you know, this isn't about a charity. It's not.
Correct.
As much as they want to say the $10 is,
it's an offset,
it's
right?
It's not.
Yeah, so I don't know what side I guess I'm standing on the middle of the fence, which I usually don't. But quick Sixers, and I didn't want Harris from the beginning, not because I don't like him, just a guy with that much talent that was on five teams. That's four other teams saying he wasn't part of that deal. I always wanted to go the other way, and Mikey actually changed us. He had a great show. Him and Ty were just it should have been on Channel 6. Because I wanted to do it that way too. Chris Middleton, he opted out today. If I could get a Middleton and a Looney, or a Middleton and a Ross instead of Harris, I'm doing that. And you tell me your thoughts, you guys. Have a great day.
I like Tobias. Thanks, brother. I like Tobias.
Who was the first name of Middleton, and who the first time did he say before Ross?
He said Looney.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Couldn't hear him.
By the way, it's not like, you know, if you have the max, you know, you remember it's about re-signing your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can do it. If you're not going to be able to do, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to have the money to sign to be able to do that. But regardless, I like Tobias. I like a stretch four. I think he fits. He wasn't here long. He needs to be integrated. I thought what he said was right in that, like, I understand where he's coming from with. You've been with five teams, and you haven't been that integral piece. But he's been that player that is good enough and promising enough to have value, right?
Yeah.
So people covet him.
He's a home.
Yes, and I believe he would work here. I think he fits here perfect. I want to run it back. I've been clear about it since the beginning.
Yeah.
I want to run the thing back.
I just want to see what they can do with those four as your main four for a whole season, you know? Because if not, what are you going to do? If you lose Tobias, you're going to end up with a Mirotić. It may be good, but it's probably not going to be as good. And it's about winning championships. And if they run back those four, bolster that bench, get a backup big, bring in somebody that can shoot and be a secondary ball handler, then all of a sudden, you go, oh, now I'm going into my vacation on July 15th, and I'm feeling pretty pumped up.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you on this General Knowledge Wednesday. Jason Stark will join the program this afternoon as well at 4 o'clock with Mikey Miss. And our handoff, as always, is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So tomorrow, draft day.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We'll have some fun with the drafts.
Draft day tomorrow for the NBA. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. We'll be on the road on Friday at the Sixers practice facility. And we'll crank it up once again. Everybody have a great night. Enjoy your day. And we'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 to 2, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.